Matt, the Asian Cup to progression from the World Cup to go on and play so well through that tournament, Ange's philosophy and introduction of new younger squad members, and that certainly paid handsome dividends for the game in Australia.
Yeah, it did. Full credit to Ange and all the coaching staff and the vision they had when he came in, and changed it up. And I think with the view to win the Asian Cup, and he was very positive in how we set up, and all the players took that on board and played a good style of football and got results, which was important coming out of the World Cup where we didn't get any. So to win an Asian Cup is great for our country, for football, for the growth of the sport, because I know the women's team had won it. I'm not sure what year, 2010 or something like that.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
And for us to get that hold of that trophy as well is great for the next 4 years, and hopefully our progression gets a lot better as well, and we get better as players, and a lot of our younger boys get to bigger clubs and really announce ourselves on the world stage.
Personally, it must have been gratifying to lose some silverware.
Yeah. I mean, had a lot of A-League success with the Roar, and I always wanted to translate to international football, and we were given that opportunity. And obviously, everyone was disappointed with what happened in Qatar 4 years earlier, where we made a final and lost to Japan. So to get the goal, the win that time and the trophy is a good reward, and I'm delighted to be a part of that.